The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Speaking of Health. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, your Kalamazoo chiropractor. And it's a nice sunny day here in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And we have, as you know, on our show, this is all about health, health care, not disease treatment. Medicine promotes disease. Chiropractors promote health. And so our show talks about the health balance, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity, that's chiropractic care. And we recognize that each of us as a human being with a soul on this planet, that we are multidimensional in nature. That is, we are a physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, and spiritual being. And we're here, as far as I can see, to promote the very best of who we are, to become the best of who we can be. And so most of our shows are designed around that concept. How good can you be? How great can you be? And today we have a guy who has spent most of his professional life helping people manifest their optimal personage, who they are, what they are, to be the very best that they can be. And his name is Dr. Larry Goodman. And he uses a variety of advanced, sophisticated techniques and to help people become who they are. And he specializes a lot in getting past traumatic experiences or events because he recognizes that those can be tough and they take their toll not only on your personal life, but if left unchecked, can find themselves creeping into your professional life as well. This is why Dr. Goodman has made his focus to cover clients not only on a personal level, but on a corporate level as well. With empowerment being its main focus, the aim is to empower people to detect and eliminate self-limiting beliefs and habits and uncover their inner good man or good woman. In other words, their Goodman factor. Dr. Goodman carries with him over 23 years of experience with Wellness PSI, and he's also a veteran speaker on the national circuit, where he's assisted many on their road to recovery. He's also used media such as radio and television to reach an even broader multi-language group. As I mentioned, Dr. Goodman is extremely educated. He has degrees in psychology, chiropractic, nutrition, and acupuncture, along with training in these postgraduate degrees, Brimhall Whole Person Healthcare Method, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, Psychodrama, the DeMartini Method, and he's a Level 2 certified practitioner in neuro-emotional technique. Dr. Goodman continues to position himself as a leader in this field by the work that he does. Now, you can contact Mr. Goodman, or Dr. Goodman, if you want, by visiting him on netmindbody.com, where you can get further addresses. And also, you're welcome to contact Dr. Goodman, Wellness Ambassador, and also Dr. Larry Goodman at yahoo.com. And you can visit his website at drlarrygoodman.com. So, Doc, how you doing today?
I'm doing terrific, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak with you and the people.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're most happy to have you on because of the things that you have to offer us. So give us some information here. What is the Goodman Factor?
The Goodman Factor, actually the name was given to me by a client of mine who was referring another soon-to-be client. And he called me up on the telephone and he said, "Doc, this guy really needs you. He needs the Goodman Factor." And I went, "The Goodman Factor? What's that?" And he said, "Oh, you know, that thing that happens when what you start thinking about and focusing on is the things you teach us to think about and focus on, not the things that we were taught by life to think about and focus on." And I kind of took that all in and said, "You know what? That's really fabulous. Can I use that?" And so that's the Goodman Factor.
The Goodman Factor was born.
Yeah. And so, what it really boils down to is that I really believe that within each of us, there's a hidden good man or good woman, a genius, if you will, waiting to come out and do what we were put here to do, and then life gets in the way. And as life keeps getting in the way, we become less and less of a butterfly and more of a caterpillar. Until sooner or later, they show up in your office or in my office or all kinds of offices around the country and basically say, "My life's not working and I need some help." And that's really what I've busied myself with for the last 23 years, is finding the most effective and efficient ways to find out what's in the way and the most effective way to remove it.
And is there anything in particular? Is it different with every person, or is it usually just a physical problem or an emotional component or a mental component, a combination of all of them? What are the things that you find that need to be removed so that goodness can come out?
So there are seven areas of life: spiritual, mental, physical, financial, career, family, and social. And when we're well adjusted, there's balance in each of those areas. And when you're not, there isn't. And so from time to time, I'll have a new client score where they self-assess in each of those seven areas of life, and then we place them on a wheel as spokes on the wheel, if you will. Mm-hmm. And what we find out is, where's the bump in the road? Where's the bump in the ride, if you will? And for a while there, I was using as a marketing concept that life is like a wheel, and we fix bumpy rides. How's yours rolling? Because it really is different with everyone as far as what they're focused on, what their presenting complaint is, what's showing up as their blockage at that particular moment. But we also find that they're all connected, that anything can cause anything, if you will.
That's very true. That's very true indeed. So when someone comes in to see you, do they, "My life's not working"? What do you do then?
What's not working in your life? We go through a questionnaire. If it's a physical complaint, obviously we take a traditional medical history, as well as a nutritional history, as well as a history of trauma and things of that nature, because that's just prudent medicine. And then we start to examine. If it's more in the life arena, we get a history of their life, a history of their traumas, if you will, and really find out what is it exactly that brought them to see me at this particular point in time. Because generally speaking, there's a straw that breaks the camel's back. Because it really winds up that it isn't the hurricanes that bring the house down, we say down here in Florida, it's the termites. And when that last termite takes that last little bite and the house comes down, you're very often dealing with the fact that those termites have been chewing on that house for a long time.
Yeah, I see. And then depending on physical, emotional, mental, whatever, those are the techniques that you apply.
Correct.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about the Wellness PSI.
Wellness PSI was the embodiment of the company that I created to bring this all forward before this patient turned me on to the Goodman Factor. And
okay.
Wellness PSI literally stands for products, that's the P, services, that's the S, and ideas, that's the I, to enhance individual and corporate wellness. So I do business under that corporate name because it sort of functions as a big tent in which all of what I do fit the best.
I see. Okay. So that is your corporate world. Now, working with the corporate world, that sounds kind of interesting. I mean, we know nowadays that corporations have been declared as people, and of course, I'll believe that when Texas starts executing them. But give us a little bit about, in the corporate world, what do you do?
Well, my first corporate client, actually, was a patient of mine who ran a market research company. And he had really gotten a good idea about what the chiropractic concept was. That is that there are these things called subluxations, or some people mispronounce it and say they're subway stations, but there are these blockages between what's supposed to happen based on the control of the central nervous system and what winds up happening out in the body. And anyway, this fellow was the president of his company, and I had just finished giving him his adjustment, and he said, "Doc, I think my company has one of these subluxations in it." He said, "Because I know what I want to have happen, and sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't, and it seems like there's something getting in the way. So, like you examine me, could you come and take a look at my company and see what's getting in the way?" And so I did. And one of the things that I found out over time is that who doesn't succeed for many of the same reasons as who gets sick. Because there are things standing in the way. There are beliefs and misperceptions and miscommunications that build up. And so we go about trying to detect those and find them and then come up with a strategy to eliminate them.
Okay. We've got to take a break right now. We're going to come back and let's look a little more deeply in that when we return. This is Dr. Michael Cudless. We're listening to Speaking of Health with Dr. Larry Goodman. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Every day, you hear so much about different aspects of the health and wellness field. One day, you hear one thing, and the next day, you hear something that contradicts what you heard the day before. How do you know what's right? Try tuning in to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Our goal is to educate and explore this field with guest experts in order to help you take control of your health and well-being. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be. taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hey, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here. We're speaking with Dr. Larry Goodman, and he works both as a chiropractor and healer. I'll put that word in there because that applies too, with both human beings and corporations.
So, which are made up of human beings.
Say that again?
I said corporations, which are made up of human beings.
Absolutely, which is why your work works so well with them. So what is an ideal patient, either corporate or human, for you to work with?
Somebody who wants to grow or change. Somebody who is not satisfied with their current level of life, no matter how good it is, or somebody who's really suffering because life's not matching their ideal scenario or their picture of where it is they thought they'd be, what it is they thought they'd be doing, who it is they thought they'd be with, etc. Basically, okay. If you're breathing and you want to make things be better, you'd be an ideal client.
Yeah, and I think that's important for our listeners to remember. Regardless of how your life is going, there's always room for improvement. And there is, no matter what's going on in your life, usually a way to get out of it if it's uncomfortable or to enhance it if it's going pretty well. Would you agree with that?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So that's perfect. So in other words, you don't deal with just, we could say, sick people, but you deal with people that want to enhance their life.
My ideal client, they're all fun, but some are more fun than others, is someone who's been already successful and has reached the pinnacle, and they want to do what's next, and they have no idea what that is or even how to go about finding out what that would be. And I say they're fun because then there's no fires to put out. You know, yeah. there's no crises to deal with. Then you have the luxury of time to explore so that people can really live the life of their dreams. And that happens to be part of what else I've come to know, is that most people, when offered up the banquet of life, settle for crumbs. And it's a choice.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I remember we had one of my clients came in, he had back pain, and he was a very successful insurance salesman, and big accounts all over our state. And also very unhappy. Been married a couple times, been to Alcoholics Anonymous, been through big stresses in his life. And I just asked him, would you like to change that? And he said, well, what can you do? So we spent, once a month, we spent an hour with him and did a lot of neuro-emotional technique, some other techniques that address the upper multidimensional nature of who he was emotionally, mentally, and unconsciously. And in those 12 hours, we turned his whole life around, and he doubled his business in a year and sold it. It was a multi-million dollar insurance business, sold it for that. And those 12 hours, you know, I often thought I should have charged him a percentage of what he sold his business for. It would have been much better for me. But overall, it sounds like that's the kind of people you like to work with.
Sure do. I mean, I'll work with anyone, obviously. But yeah, they're fun. One of my unofficial subspecialties has apparently become people who feel trapped in dysfunctional and painful relationships. It's really fascinating how, I like to say it this way, people have the uncanny ability to go to the hardware store, buy the paint, buy the rollers, buy the drop cloth, and then paint themselves into a corner and wonder how they got there.
I wonder how they got there, exactly. Well, I can remember you've presented at some of the advanced neuroemotional technique seminars at the Gathering of the Eagles. You presented some wonderful, wonderful partner techniques that I use to this day on our patients. And most people don't realize that when you deal with the sophisticated forms of chiropractic, as you and I do, that we can work with people that are having marriage problems. We can work and solve those problems and help them enhance their life because we're working multidimensionally, not just in a musculoskeletal manner.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And we wind up being so stuck in belief systems that get formulated when we're like from birth to 6 years old, and they're still running our lives, and here we are at 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, still being driven by that law or rule that the infant or the young child made up based on their perception of how the world was when they were five or six. And when we get to a point where that becomes clear, doing an NET protocol, for instance, I always give them the choice. Once we know what it is, the question becomes, first of all, how's that been working for you? And if they say, oh, not well at all, well, then the question is, would you be willing to give it up? And the willingness to give it up, surprisingly, you would like to think that everybody would want to give it up and get on to something better. But it's one of my other, I guess we'll call it an informal observation, is that many people, most people, I'm not going to say all people because there's always exceptions, but I find there's an overwhelming drive to be addicted to being miserable.
Yeah, it's really a habit, almost a developed habit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, we language that too.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
we sit there and go, oh, stop acting like a two-year-old and act your age. And what people don't realize, emotionally, mentally, unconsciously, that age may be 2 years old, maybe 4 years old. And they hang on to it, just like you say, for 40, 50, 60, 70 years. And it becomes so easy to identify with that so much of their life is wrapped around following that original judgment, which they may, at 2 years old, may have been the perfect thing for a two-year-old, but it doesn't work so well for a 50-year-old.
Exactly.
So, you have an office.
I do.
And I would take it that when you work with corporate America or with a corporation, you have to go in, visit the corporation sometimes, maybe sometimes not, or have certain people come within the corporation to come to you for care. Is that correct?
They can come to me. I can go to them. We do workshops in wonderful places all over the country so that it becomes a two-tiered function. You come there and you get tuned up and cleaned up on the inside and get to recreate and refresh on the outside. And I love to do those, obviously.
They work for you too, don't they?
I'm sorry?
I say they work for you too, don't they?
They work very well for me. The only thing I love more than traveling is traveling and getting paid for it.
Yeah, good point.
But more seriously, in addition to doing it together with them, I can and also work with people over the telephone. Dealing now, we have the technology of FaceTime and Skype, and so we can actually see each other, and we can work that way remotely. And typically when we do that, I will give them their assignment of issues to deal with to go to their NET practitioner locally so that they get to clear the issues that come up in the course of our work, because very often why people don't succeed isn't because they don't know what to do. It's because, as you know, the unconscious will literally stop you from taking the action if taking that action would disrupt the personal law or belief system that's why the other action took place in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Kind of like the story about, and I'm sure they run them in Kalamazoo as well, every year they'll run a story about the lottery winners and about mm-hmm. how much money they won, and then about the disasters that their lives became after that. And you want to say to yourself, well, that doesn't make any sense. Somebody wins a lot of money, you'd like to read the story about how wonderful their life turned out. How
yeah.
does it get to be a wreck? Well, if you have a personal law and belief system that you are unworthy of abundance, and you all of a sudden, by the act of fate, numbers, by whatever cause, it gets dropped in your lap, as wonderful as your conscious mind may think it is, this becomes an insurmountable problem for your unconscious, which then goes to work overtime to correct the problem.
Which is usually ruination of one sort or another.
Exactly. In fact, when you read the end of the stories, overwhelmingly, they don't just wind up as bad as they were before they won the money. They wind up worse, because it's a self-correcting system which therefore decides, well, that must have been too good also.
Yeah, yeah. And one thing about money, when you hit zero with money, that doesn't mean anything. You can keep right on flying past zero into debt. And money is one of those.
In this culture,
yeah.
Oh, yes. There's dynamite at the end of your hand in the form of a pen.
That's for sure. We're going to take a break in a minute here, but let's talk just a little bit more now, because what's so interesting is you and I are working multidimensionally with people. So we're not just interested in their pain and suffering, but we're interested also in where is that pain and suffering? Is it physical? Is it emotional? Is it mental? Is it unconscious? And those sorts of things, not too many of us, or at least not too many in the healthcare field, pay much attention to. I think you and I know a whole lot more people that are multidimensional in their work, especially if they're neuroemotional technique doctors or do some of the more sophisticated mind-body techniques. But by and large, most people are, oh, it hurts in my low back, fix it. Give me a crack and let me get on my way, when the whole rest of them is being ignored. When we come back, let's look a little bit more deeply into that. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're on Speaking of Health with the wonderful Dr. Larry Goodman. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Good childhood mental health is critically important. Early patterns of emotions and thinking shape children's behavior from preschool into the teen years and beyond. But understanding young kids can be a challenge. Tune in to Child Psych Central, Discover the Kid Brain with Dr. Beth Onofrack. Each week, we will reveal how brain function and child development drive young children's daily behavior. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's one of the best things that you can do as a parent.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hey, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here, and we're speaking with Dr. Larry Goodman and the multidimensional nature of health. Dr. Goodman is an expert in this. And, Doc, where can everybody reach you?
You can reach me at drlarrygoodman@yahoo.com. That's Dr. Larry Goodman at yahoo.com. No periods, no capitals, just like that. You can reach me telephonically at 305-206-0151. That's the Miami number. You can reach me by my website, which is drlarrygoodman.com. And you can also reach me and find out more about me if you go to the NET website, which is www.nancyedwardtmindbody.com. And if you look up featured practitioners on the website, you'll find out some more about me and even see my face.
All righty. Which is a handsome one, by the way.
Ah, thank you.
So, we've been talking about this and approaching the different ways of looking at this. What are some sample cases that you've had that will give our listeners a little clearer picture of this multidimensional nature and the Goodman factor?
Sure enough. For the sake of clarity, why don't we do exact and follow exactly the spokes on that wheel? So I deal with people and have dealt with people who are having spiritual crises, literally spiritual crises, wherein they feel disconnected from spirit. They feel that their lives aren't living up to what they think is their standard for what they should be as a faithful servant of God. Or, you know, the essence of depression, really, I believe, and I've just observed it to be the case, that the essence of depression, rather than being a biochemical imbalance or anger turned inward or any of these other, let's just call them alternative theories, it's my observation that when you have a fantasy picture of who you should be and what your life should look like, and it doesn't, that becomes depressing. And using some techniques, including the DeMartini method, what we work to do is to balance their perception about things such that all of the fantasies, we look at and focus on the detriments of those fantasies, and all of the misery, we look at the benefits of the misery, and somewhere when they reach balance and symmetry, the depression almost always leaves. So we deal with spiritual challenges of that nature. In NET, we deal with these, the statements we work with in NET are called personal declaratives, and so we might work with someone and have them make the statement, I'm okay with God, and God's okay with me. And this usually winds up being very surprising for people because they seem on the surface to be very, what should we call them, innocuous statements. I'm okay with God. I mean, who wouldn't be okay with God? And yet, we discover that there's an NEC, a neuro-emotional complex there, an emotional charge and stress, that when we fix that and go and make the mechanical, physical correction to it, the spiritual problem begins to resolve itself. So we deal with spiritual issues with people. Mental issues, I was just saying before, as far as depression, we deal with all manner of mental issues, often when necessary in conjunction with the appropriate medical specialty. And I just want to make that perfectly clear to everybody listening that we don't advocate turning your back on and being irresponsible to taking medication without the cooperation of the prescribing physician or treating people in an anti-medical or anti-anything way. We're just out to be part of the team to enable the person to achieve the best results possible.
Yeah, teamwork is very important. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so in the mental arena, we'll work together with the psychiatrist, the psychologist, the clinical social worker to find what the unconscious drives are that are creating the behaviors and using NET and other modalities to disconnect the automatic nature and the habitual nature of the behavior. And very often, especially in the mental realm, we wind up having to do some habit retraining because, you know, we're very habit-driven machines, and thought process tends to be based on a learning over space and time repetition. And when you learn to do something a certain way and see it a certain way and talk to yourself a certain way, you wind up not knowing any other way to do it. And so one phase of the correction, obviously, is to disconnect the driving force behind it. But we also find very often we have to teach them how to do something that works better because they didn't learn it, either because they didn't see it in that household where they grew up in, or because while they were so focused on doing it and saying it and thinking it and feeling it in their particular way, they missed any other way to do it. So we deal with mental issues like that.
Mm-hmm.
Physical? Oh my gosh. There's literally all manner of physical complaints. Everything from weight management to heart disease to every physical ailment you can imagine, pain, headache, I mean, all the typical medical complaints, all the typical chiropractic complaints. Typically, and I know you have this experience as well because this is how Dr. Scott Walker developed NET in the first place, is we often see patients who've been to other doctors and have gotten somewhat better, but not all the way better. And we then get to be the hero and, as Dr. Walker describes it, to stand on the shoulders of who came before us and find that last missing piece and enable the person to get well from a thing that they had pretty well concluded that they were going to just have to learn to live with. I still remember when I first started practicing NET. This patient came to see me and he had a shoulder problem. And he'd been to the orthopedist, and he'd been to the physiatrist, and he'd been to the chiropractor, and he'd been to the acupuncturist, and his shoulder was better, but he still had tremendous pain. And he came to see me, and we did our evaluation, and we found that there was an emotional component to the pain. And so as I started to go through the NET protocol, he stopped me for a minute and he said, "But Doc, aren't you going to touch my shoulder?" Because in the NET protocol, we were having him put one hand on his forehead, and with his other hand, he was holding a point on his wrist, and then I was going to have him breathe and visualize something. And, I mean, to him, and probably to, you know, most, we'll say, normal civilians, that would seem to be a pretty weird way to go about treating a shoulder. But when we ran through the protocol and we got the response and we got the issue cleared, there were two interesting outcomes, actually three. The first interesting outcome was that the pain was gone. The second interesting outcome was that his range of motion improved. And the third interesting outcome was he was amazed. Because it didn't make a lot of sense to his logical mind that any of this could happen that way. And I said to him, "Well, you'd already had your shoulder itself looked at and worked on just about every way imaginable. You know, they put acupuncture needles in, they injected you with corticosteroids, they massaged it, they put electricity in. I mean, literally everything. So why should I go ahead and duplicate what was already done before and didn't work?" And he stopped me and he said, "You know, that really makes sense." And I said, "So now I get to be the hero because all that stuff was taken care of. So it was pretty obvious that this was going to be what was left, and we got to have a miracle." So, yes.
And get the credit for it.
Absolutely. And get paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah, the important stuff.
We deal with the physical. We deal with career and family and social. All kinds of ways. I saw a client this week. The family have been clients of mine together. And the parents came to see me this week because their daughter had gone off to college in Idaho and had announced to her parents that she was seriously contemplating becoming a Mormon. Oh, they're Jewish by birth, by the way. And so this was, to the parents, let's just say, fairly horrifying. And as we started to work, what finally we got to was that it was the mother's belief system, and we got to this through NET, it was the mother's belief system that if the daughter converted to being a Mormon, then the mother would be a failure as a person.
Why? Pretty serious.
Pretty serious is right. And so we did some NET and we did some other work with her, and we got her to be in NET, some of the personal declarative work we use is. So we got her to be okay with her daughter choosing to become a Mormon. We got her to be okay with her daughter not choosing to become a Mormon. We got her to be okay no matter if her daughter didn't choose to believe in anything. And she felt much better.
Yeah, she was able to come into balance.
The interesting thing is, when they called to make the appointment, they wanted help to know what to do with the daughter. And, you know, like the horse whisperer or the dog whisperer, the daughter in Idaho really wasn't the problem. The problem was the parents sitting in the room with me. And the good news was, after we finished our session, the next day the mother sent me a text and said, "I never would have believed it." She said, "I told my daughter that I'd love her even if she didn't become a Mormon." And the daughter just laughed. She could feel her smile on the phone, and the problem was solved. So we deal with those kinds of issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a break right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Speaking of Health with Dr. Larry Goodman. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Do you know about Reiki? This method of healing can complement Western medicine as well as other alternative practices. Besides healing, it can have the additional effect of making you feel more positive about yourself and the world around you. By tuning into For the Love of Reiki with host Paula Vale, you'll find how Reiki can improve your health, bring balance into your life, and fill you with joy. For the Love of Reiki is broadcast live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here with Dr. Larry Goodman. And we're talking today about multidimensional healing and the way Dr. Goodman does it with the Goodman Factor and the different techniques. And so, Larry, once again, where can everybody reach you?
You can reach me at drlarrygoodman.com. You can reach me at drlarrygoodman@yahoo.com. It's DR. LarryGoodman@yahoo.com, all lowercase, no periods. You can reach me at area code 305-206-0151, and you can find out more about me on the NET website, which is www.NET. That's N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, T as in Thomas. mindbody.com. And if you go to the featured practitioners section, you can find out some more about me and see my handsome face.
Okay, that'll be great. So give us some information. Now, what you developed an application for NET, which is very helpful with dealing with couples and or where two people have to interact. Can you give us a little information on how that was developed or discovered?
I sure can. I was working with a couple who were having challenge in their relationship, and the wife said to me, "It really makes me crazy when he gets in my face." And so the genius inspiration from somewhere that I don't know where it comes from said, I wonder what that is. So I stood them at opposite ends of the room. And you remember Simon Says, that game when we were kids? So
yeah.
I had them take one step forward, and then we tested them to see if there was any stress or emotional charge there. And then I had them come another step forward and another step forward. And when they got to a certain distance apart, all of a sudden, the muscle inhibited, the arm got weak, and we found that there was stress there, there was an emotional charge there, and we all looked at each other, and I said, well, let's fix that. And so we started to fix it. And one of the things that was so interesting about it, and this is just so useful, is that the NEC in that particular instance had nothing to do with her husband. It was from something that happened when she was 5 or 6 or 7 years old. And so we cleared that out, and we kept working, and we kept working until they were able to get, as I call it, with nose to nose and toes to toes, and still have their arm be up, and still have everything be congruent, and not have any emotional charge and stress show itself. Now, what I said was so interesting about it is we know, at least we give language to that, we know that people have baggage. And we know and we give language to that we carry around our history with us. But when you do this particular protocol, you really get to see the history have its effect. You really get to see how it plays itself out. And you really get to do something about it, which is really remarkable. The other application to it turns out to be not just in couple, but in any relationship or situation where people are together. So I use this often in the workplace, because you'll find people in the workplace who have to interact with one another where this can be going on also. And so it makes a huge difference in getting a workplace wherein all the workers can function harmoniously and not be, let's just say, tripping on each other's emotional space and barriers and boundaries. So we use it there as well. It also turns out to have an application in, let's call them female and male, sexual issues and recurrent urinary tract infections and things of that nature, where we discover that one party may actually be allergic to the other party and have an emotional component that's driving it. And then we're able to clear that emotional component, and the allergy and the recurrent urinary and tract infections go away and don't come back. So it's got all kinds of wonderful applications.
Well, that's very interesting, Larry, because so many people think if you have a urinary tract infection or something like that, it can only be bugs, and the bugs have to be bacteria, and it can only be physical. And yet the immune system responds so well to thoughts and affirmations and intention, which are not physical at all, but they're mental, emotional. And it's important when, through NET or something like that, we have the ability to work multidimensionally and get those other than physical things that are actually making a person physically ill. We've got 1 minute left to go. I want to thank you for being with us today, Dr. Larry Goodman. You are a fascinating man with extra exceptional skills, and I really appreciate you having you on the show.
Well, it was certainly my pleasure.
So
made it fun.
Oh, this is great. So we've got 30 seconds before we close. So ladies and gentlemen, today is a wonderful show in terms of how you can make your life work from different levels of consciousness. And we always close our show with the 9 magic words, which work on all levels of consciousness. And they are, God bless you, I love you, peace be still. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. This is Speaking of Health. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.